This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Have you ever wondered why there's so much road rage? I've experienced it. My wife has. She was driving on her own one day. A driver behind her thought she shouldn't have stopped at the yellow light. So the first opportunity, swerved past her on the left, clipped the front bumper bar of our car. So here was a guy who was mad and he wanted to show her how he felt. It shook her up. Well, this sort of thing happens every day, this mad quest to get where we want to go at any expense. But why? Why do some drivers get so uptight behind the wheel? Others attack with their menacing attacks. I did know someone who had to stop and was punched in the face, breaking his glasses. Like, he is complete madness. Hugh Mackay is an Australian social researcher. He's looked into road rage and unchecked anger and aggression. He's got a name for it. It's called the last straw syndrome. And I was quite intrigued when I saw this phrase, the last straw syndrome. It means that a little issue can affect the whole of life at 1 second or 1 minute. People living under so much pressure, and then a motorist who's in front of them or behind them slowing down can trigger this violent and potentially dangerous response. It can also explain, I think, why there's so much domestic violence. So it's about the speed and the pressure of life, and you see it everywhere. Hugh Mackay, as I said, calls it the last straw syndrome. It could be a pressure of time or just a sense of sheer desperation. It seems the harder we work, the more pressured is our time, the shorter our fuse. People are feeling the pressure of life. It's just like someone said, I feel like an aerosol can, contents under pressure. People who live in the fast lane, who live on adrenaline, keeps them going, are also prone to stress. And this is one of the most stressful experiences of life, I guess. In a sense, although this might be strange to say, stress can be good for you, but it can kill you. It's all about managing it. Stress is not so much out there somewhere as in here, inside. So how can we avoid this damage to ourselves, especially if we're locked into this fast lane idea of not driving, I'm talking about, but of life itself? Why don't we recognise the signals? The signals, irritability, impatience, being critical, having aching muscles or back problems. Do you often catch yourself frowning? That could be a sign. Are you showing the early signs of burnout? I think there's a need to adjust your reaction. Remember that unhealthy stress sets in because we're constantly in a state of readiness. You know, we're expecting things to happen. What's your reaction to a red light that delays you on the road, or you're in the middle of a traffic jam? Well, what do you like when the kids, for example, make another demand on your time? Is it just the last straw? Have a look in the Bible at James chapter 1. Interesting, from the New Testament. Our response to pressure actually tells us something, James says, about the quality of our faith. I think we've got to slow down. And I think the Bible has some great things. The apostles came and reported to Jesus one day in Mark 6. And so Jesus said, look, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away in a boat to a quiet and solitary place. So these disciples had been on a mission, a 2x2 mission all around the country. They'd seen some amazing things, but they were exhausted. And Jesus said, let's get away. And I think that tells you about the priorities, that we do need sometimes to get away, to find our time with God, to slow down. And there's a great verse in Psalm 46, verse 10. Our God says, calm down and learn that I am God. And now other versions of that verse say, slow down or be still. In other words, stop rushing and being agitated. And I hope you don't get caught up in road rage. Well, Heavenly Father, all too often, Lord, we grumble and criticise about things, people slowing down, but this is so negative. It really, Lord, is soul-destroying. We feel tired and pressured. But we know you came in the person of Jesus to show us another way. Help us not to forget that, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.